You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney. Noise may be something that people want to hear, like at the Noise Pop Festival. But in other cases, noise might mean bad news. And that actually brings us to your stories. This is StoryCorps Rio. Darwin Farrar grew up in a violent part of Pasadena in the 1960s. One of his neighbors was a paperboy named Wilbert, who had an abusive mother named Bonnie. In the StoryCorps booth, Darwin tells his wife about when he was 8 years old, and his neighbor's drama came to his house and played out like a scene from an action movie in this edition of StoryCorps Griot from our archives.
His mother was gorgeous, kind of an East Indian-looking black woman who had the most wicked drinking habit. If you want to talk about the mean alcoholic, 180-degree personality change, that was her. She was just the sweetest woman when she wasn't drunk, which was actually pretty rare. But once she got drunk, she was just a terror. She was abusive to him. When his mother got drunk, he would come hide at our place a lot of times so he wouldn't get beaten, et cetera. And one time, I actually believe he was there hiding, but Bonnie got wind of it or suspected it, and she came over to the house and just started cursing and saying, "Where is that little MF-er?" and blah, 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 blah. And my mom said, "He's not here. You need to leave. And I'm not going to have you disrespecting me and making this kind of scene in front of my kids. You need to leave." And Bonnie then cursed her out and got cursed back in turn. And Bonnie was, like I said, she was drunk. When she was drunk, she was no joke. And at some point, Bonnie whipped out the straight razor.
Wow.
And you know, in the movies, when the straight razor comes out, there's always that little shk, you know? And I swear I heard it, you know? Because I heard the shwick, and then I heard a click of the gun getting cocked back.
Wow.
And my mom said, "I will shoot you where you stand."
Wow.
Bonnie sobered up, put the razor away, walked out the house. I was like, whoa. You know, when you see something like that, even as a kid, you think, where did that come from? And then you realize she was actually carrying the gun, anticipating that Bonnie might come over, that it might come to that.
Huh.
And I was like, wow, okay.